It's Lisa and Pete with the catch-up, and today's show was brought to you by the letter B. Batchy, Burka, and the Bayswater Bridge were all over the news.
Justin Hamilton reviewed the new movie Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
And Dennis Cometti has increased his tipping lead against us yet again. Good for him. He gave his round 22 expert picks, and you can steal them from here.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Now, girls and boys, the time through the round window. The big hand is on the 8 and the little hand is on the 4, so it's 4:08. And now let's ask Elmo what today's show is brought to you by.
Ladder of the day.
The letter B. Today's show is brought to you by the letter B for the Bachelor, Bayswater Bridge and Burka.
Oh, where should we start, Lise? Far out. What a day it is indeed for this letter in particular. You know what? How about we start with Batchy?
Okay.
Batchy last night.
Batchy, bitchy.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I reckon we reserve bitchy for the final thing that we talk about in this little segment here. To be quite honest with you. But yes, Bachelor Leah, she is out. Goodbye, Leah. She's appeared everywhere as we thought that she would over the last sort of 24 hours saying, oh, you know, I didn't even want to be on The Bachelor anyway. And
no,
I don't like Matty
not.
J.
Yeah,
sure,
she's
you didn't,
the Tom
mate.
Arnold of I'm a
sure
Celebrity.
You watched the episode last night?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah. I've got to admit, I
it was one of the worst I've ever loved.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more.
It couldn't have reached a more of a low, and I can't wait for tonight.
I know, and yeah, it's fantastic.
Something's so wrong with that.
And to bring his sister
brainwashed,
in
that's
as well.
Another B.
Yeah, that's
his sister
a good point
came
there.
In. She sussed out the girls. They were terrified.
Sure, they were.
And then
sure.
They all threw each other under the big bitchy bus.
Wow, it's just so many
Bs.
So many Bs.
B grade.
So much. Hey, the second B in today, brought to you by the letter B, is Bayswater Bridge.
Yes.
And yet claiming another truck, Lise.
Yes, another bonehead didn't look at the low clearance 3.8 metre sign and got well and truly wedged.
It occurred just after midday today. As you mentioned, yes, 3.8 metres. It was the worldwide timber traders truck. drivers were told to avoid the area while the Main Roads WA crew attended the scene. It was cleared by 22:01 as well. So nice and quick.
Oh, that's a new record.
Yeah. It was great, wasn't it?
A record broken.
Ah, very good, Lise.
B for broken.
And finally, B for Burka.
Yes.
Pauline Hanson today has wandered into Parliament in her latest stunt wearing a burqa.
You don't suppose anyone actually wondered who was underneath the burqa, do you?
Oh, I don't think so.
I think
so.
It was pretty easy to narrow it down that it was Pauline. It was an appalling stunt. But she
was an appalling stunt.
An appalling stunt.
Yeah.
She said, in light of the national security of this nation, will you work to ban the burqa in Australia? Mm. To which Senator Beaver Brandis said, no, and you're a disgrace.
He continued to say these just great things as he got quite emotional, actually. To ridicule that community, to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments is an appalling thing to do, he said. I would ask you to reflect on that. To which, actually, the majority of the Senate stood up and gave him a resounding round of applause following that speech, and we do as well.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Even Corey Beaver Bernardi.
Senator Hanson, we finished this one on B for Bitch. Thank you very much. She's got to go.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
And mate, bottle of popcorn in one hand, $15 bottle of water in the other.
Oh, yeah.
And we're ready to go. What are we watching today?
Well, for starters, I want to know where you got a bottle of water so cheap. But, yeah. Let's go to that cinema now. But it's interesting, isn't it? Since the comic book boom has hit the blockbuster world, you know, as soon as they sort of started making them on a regular basis, you'd be like, oh, well, we're going to get Wolverine movies and Batman movies and Iron Man and Wonder Woman. And, you know, I'm sure they'll bring back Spider-Man, etc. Director Luc Besson has taken his skills that he used to make The Fifth Element and dialed them up to 11 with his new movie, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. So actors Dane DeHaan and Cara Delevingne. Sorry, Lisa, you're already sounding like you're not sure about
this. No, I was actually just looking at the cast list and thinking, oh, it's a great cast. I always get scared.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
And a great director.
Right. Our two leads play the heroes Valerian and Laureline, two space agents who live and work in the 28th century. The two heroes are called to fulfill a mission to rescue a certain animal that can reproduce pearls of energy. Yet things are not
as the golden goose.
It's the golden goose.
Right.
But anyway, I'll get to that in a sec. Yet things are not as they seem as we discover why this animal is the last of its kind and which members of government can and can't be trusted. Have a listen to this.
Welcome to Alpha, the city of a thousand planets, where for hundreds of years, every species has shared their intelligence with each other. It's paradise. An unknown force wants to destroy all we have created.
Agents Valerian and Laureline, you have less than 10 hours to find the threat and eliminate it.
Let's get to work.
Wow, the voiceover sounded like Cate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah, it did a little bit, didn't it? Yeah. Watching this film on the big screen, it is genuinely awe-inspiring to look at. Now, the problem is the rest of the script hovers somewhere between comedy and melodrama and makes the mistake of never committing to either one. And this is really disappointing. I feel like there was absolutely no chemistry between the two actors. DeHaan is usually a superb actor. I couldn't work out if his character was meant to be a rebel, a guy who follows orders. Is he a bit of a louse or is he a romantic? Delevingne struggles a little bit as well. But weirdly, when she's left on her own, I feel like the movie comes to life. I feel like she's pitched her performance in exactly the right place between this comedy and melodrama. And she's actually quite hilarious when she's left to her own devices. The movie also has its share of cameos. Ethan Hawke, who weirdly enough pops up and plays a cosmic pimp,
yes,
as we do.
Yeah.
Rihanna plays a shape-shifting singer called Bubble.
Wow.
Hey, let's just let that sit for a moment.
How long is she in the movie for?
She's in it for, I reckon, the last third. And
okay.
She does lots of costume changes and lots of different styles, but it's, you know, it's an alien called Bubble. Throw in, it just made me sad because you could see the love put into this film, but unfortunately, sometimes when you love something, you can't see the flaws. But I'm giving Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets 2.5 Valiums in the Hammock of a Thousand Sleeping Naps.
Oh, what a beauty! Talking footy with Dennis Kennedy for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Hello, Dennis
Kennedy. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Lisa. Pete, how you doing?
Oh, just sensational, Den. Just, I've been waiting for this all week. I've just been itching for this moment all week. Just get it over and done with.
It's well, fine. I tuned in earlier. You were talking about The Bachelor. That is something you know something about.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's just quickly update the footy tipping standings. I am just out of the running, okay? Pete on 90. Dennis on 93.
Oh, wow. The winner takes it all.
Oh, wow. I see what you guys have done here.
Just a little bit of ABBA.
What was it last week? The Land of Hope and Glory.
Yeah.
I'm over in Brisbane and you two are just over there in Perth in cahoots. Just loving it.
Yep.
Well, these things happen, but how far was I behind at some stage? You must have had a heck of a lead because you've been incompetent lately.
Doesn't matter, Den. I think we move on because look at the time. We've got to move on. We've got to get to these games. Otherwise, Kat, the producer, is giving us the wind up.
No, she's clapping.
Is she? Yeah, sure she is. Let's go to tomorrow night's game, Adelaide and Sydney.
Well, I'm going for Sydney actually in this. Adelaide on top, record of 15-4. There's some doubt I read about Sloan and Walker. That being the case, Sydney come in with good claims, I reckon. Great percentage, fifth on the table, but they need to be careful. So Sydney for me.
All right, Western Bulldogs versus Port Adelaide on Saturday.
They're playing in Ballarat. I looked at the forecast. This is how deep I go. This is why I'm three in front. I was looking at the forecast for Ballarat. Maximum eight. Maximum eight.
A maximum of eight?
Yes. Can you imagine running out in shorts at Ballarat? to play footy and it's 8 degrees.
No.
Anyway, Western Bulldogs, I think, will win. Wow. I think, yeah, it's cold out in the western suburbs of Melbourne too.
That, yes.
I think, yeah, they'll
understand.
They'll be more acclimatised.
They're closer to Ballarat.
That's the one.
Look, the MCG is going to be 14 degrees on Saturday. Collingwood and Geelong.
That's deep background, though, isn't it, you know? Collingwood still missing players. Grundy, Pendlebury, Barco, Wells, all good players, key players for them. Geelong minus Selwood and Hawkins, but I think the Cats win that one.
Right. Both of these teams have a direction in their name, West Coast and GWS. Hey, how about that for some background?
Deep research there, Lise.
Yep.
That was good.
Yeah.
And all your stuff is experimental, all the away teams and now this. You're just reading a lot into it, a lot that's not there. Now, GWS get Cameron, Mumford and Smith back, so they're a pretty handy trio. The Eagles, if they win two games, make the finals. If they win one, I reckon they might sneak in on percentage, but ideally they win two, but they're playing the top two teams. So it's not going to be easy. I think Essendon and Melbourne win their last two, so they'll be around the place. The Western Bulldogs, they've got a tricky finish and a bad percentage, not an ideal combination at this stage of the season. But the Eagles need to do, I think, their own work. I don't think they can rely on anybody else. I don't think they can win this game either. So that being the case, they're in trouble if they need to win both.
Do you think that would be crazy to play Nick Natanui? And was that just sort of a furphy? Would that be madness at this time of the season?
You're not advocating that, are you?
No, I think that'd be crazy. But they were talking about playing him. It's like, niggle, and you set back. Now you've got a nice 6 months to get him really good.
I just wanted to see where you were on that because I said it's crazy.
Yeah, crazy, absolutely crazy. We're in agreement.
If you put it the other way, I didn't want to be unkind.
You'd be, they were talking about it. I would have thought you'd be mad to put him in. Yeah.
Couldn't do that in a fit.
Yeah.
Do you guys want any more time? Or
no, we're good. You're next. Come on, hurry up.
Gold Coast Football Club at Essendon, mate.
Oh, Essendon. They're outside the eight, Essendon, but they should win their last two. Next week they finish with Fremantle at Etihad, so I think they probably get into the eight. I think Essendon certainly over Gold Coast.
Carlton versus Hawthorn.
Carlton were good here last week. They played pretty well against the Eagles. Hawthorn get Jaeger O'Meara back. I think Hawthorn should win that game, but Carlton will give some cheek.
Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions.
Melbourne should beat Brisbane. Brisbane improving, but no, I can't see them beating Melbourne. Melbourne, too much to play for, currently seventh on the table. I think they'll win their last two games, as I said before.
All right, St Kilda are playing North Melbourne.
St Kilda should win pretty easily, I think. North Melbourne now are just trying blokes looking to the future, and St Kilda, well, they'd be disappointed after last week because they can't make the finals now.
They've been disappointed before.
they're a club used to disappointment.
Yes, exactly.
I think they could be ornery this week, and as a result, North Melbourne could pay the price.
All right.
Lachie Neal is out, and Ryan Niehaus in, Hayden Crozier, Tommy Sheridan, and finally, Dan, his first game, his debut for the Fremantle Dockers, Harley Bunnell, as they take on Richmond this weekend.
Now, Harley hasn't played for 2 years, so that's a long time out of football. He's in the team. Interesting selection. I think what they're trying to do here is make him a little more enthusiastic about the off-season and the pre-season next year because they've given him a bit of league football. But I would say there is a risk also inherent in this, and that is that he could be injured because from what I've seen and heard, I mean, it's not a situation where he's done an ideal preparation to play against a side that is headed towards the finals. Now, I may be wrong, but I can't see that sort of nursing him through these games would be ideal, but I hope he does well, and good luck to him, and good luck to him for the future, because when he can play, and sort of, as I saw him a few years back, plays well, it is really something to behold. So they've got a player there, but whether he's the same player, we're about to find out a little bit anyway. I don't think we'll know in the short term, but long term, this could be important for him.
Yeah.
And I think Richmond win.
Right. That's
Valentine plays his 150th.
Oh, right. And it is the last game for Frio at Domain. Subi, you know.
That's right. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, Dan, I also wish you the best of luck in the final two rounds of the season.
Oh, how hollow that sounds.
three games ahead you are, good sir.
Yeah, yes.
But yes, we will catch you, obviously, on the call this weekend.
I don't think you're gonna
catch him. Well, don't be like that, Lise. You'll hear Fremantle and the West Coast Eagles both on Mix 94.5. And we'll, of course, catch you next weekend for round 22-23 tips, Dennis.
Thanks, okay, Dan. Talk to you next week.
Have a good week, guys.
See ya.
Thank you, mate.
Bye.
You too. Dennis Cometti there on Lisa and Pete at Mix 94.5 for Automasters. Get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth, they're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks. See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.